The monument before you was created by Julien Bourgault and Pierre Bourgault Le Gros and erected to celebrate the 450th anniversary of Jacques Cartier's passage in Gaspé. Two very different historical points of view, that of conquering European colonialists and that of an Iroquois population defending its home, converge on the moment that Cartier laid claim to the land.
Jacques Cartier was a French explorer born in Saint-Malo. In 1534, he was hired by the French monarchy to claim the lands of the New World. For his first voyage, Cartier was given two ships by King Francis I. The explorers set sail with 61 crewmen and crossed the Atlantic in only 20 days. Since one of his goals, by order of the king, was to find a passage to Asia, Cartier scanned the coastline for an inland sea route. Along the way, he stopped in the area now known as Percé, where he met Basque fishermen. Shortly after Cartier took to the sea again, a storm began brewing on the horizon. To add insult to injury, one of his ships lost its anchor. With further progress now impossible, Cartier decided to seek refuge in Gaspé Bay and to come ashore and make the necessary repairs. That is where Cartier ran into members of a tribe of Laurentian Iroquois. Their chief, Donnacona, welcomed Cartier and his men peacefully, informing them nonetheless that the land was his.
Au nom de Dieu et du roi de France, moi, Jacques Cartier, mandaté.
Ignoring this warning, Cartier erected a large wooden cross in Gaspé Bay on July 24, 1534, and held a solemn celebration that officially marked France's claim to the land.
Tout autre bien et territoire de chasse. Propriété dès ce jour du royaume de France.
And thus, New France was born. The next day, however, Donnacona protested Cartier's actions and went to his ship to voice his discontent, accompanied by two of his sons and a brother. But Cartier managed to convince the chief to let him bring his sons to France and set sail immediately. The presence of the two young Iroquois convinced the court of the true existence of a new French colony. Cartier would return to the country on two subsequent visits, but never set foot in Gaspé again.
Is it crazy to think that it was just by chance that Jacques Cartier chose Gaspé to found what would become France's largest colony? Is it possible that New France would never have existed were it not for a lost anchor?
History tends to repeat itself.
More than 350 years after New France was founded, William Wakeham, a Gaspé citizen, followed in the footsteps of the illustrious French explorer.
In 1897, William Wakeham, a fisheries inspector for what would become the Canadian Coast Guard, was hired by the Canadian government to officially claim the Arctic in the name of Canada. That spring, he and his crew set sail for Baffin Island aboard the SS Diana. Wakeham officially claimed the Arctic for Canada on August 17th of the same year by reading a decree from the Canadian government before a group of Inuit gathered on Kekerton Island. On his brief trip to the north, Wakeham also collected data on ice formation in the Hudson Strait and observed Arctic marine life.
So many similarities. Much like what Jacques Cartier had done for France, it was in the name of Canada that William Wakeham took possession of an area that was known, but was not officially part of the country, sound much like Cartier, whose claim was made before a group of Iroquois. It was before a group of First Nations people already living in the area, the Innu, that Wakeham made history.